Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're hitting the trails. With e-bikes.
Yeah.
We're going to explore the Katy Trail.
Awesome.
237 miles long.
Yeah.
And we want to uncover the best this trail has to offer.
For e-bikers.
For e-bike enthusiasts.
Yes.
Like you.
Absolutely. So, to help us get there, we've got articles, park guides, even some personal stories.
Oh, cool.
From other riders.
Very cool.
What do you think is most exciting about the Katy Trail?
You know what's really exciting is it caters to everyone.
Okay.
So, like, seasoned e-biker or just starting out.
Yeah.
It's a great choice, I think, for those looking for, you know, a blend of history, nature.
Yeah.
And, of course,
bit e-biking.
Some fantastic e-biking.
Let's get rolling. Where exactly I asked this Katy Trail?
So, picture this.
Okay.
A trail stretching pretty much the entire width of Missouri.
Wow.
From Clinton in the west to Mudgeons in the east.
So that's 237 miles.
237.
Built on an old railway line.
A railway?
Yeah, it's the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad.
Okay.
The Katy.
So I'm guessing that means...
flat.
Yeah.
Pretty flat.
Perfect for e-bikes.
It is what's called a rail trail.
Okay.
Follows a relatively flat path of the old railway.
Makes sense.
So perfect for like... leisurely rides.
Yeah.
But even better if you like a little...
an electric assist.
A little electric assist
yeah.
from your e-bikes.
Especially on inclines.
Especially those gentle inclines.
I'm already imagining myself cruising along.
Yeah.
No sweat.
Right. 237
miles is a lot to cover, though.
It is a lot.
Where do we even begin?
I think we start with the fact that it has something for everyone.
Okay.
It has 26 trailheads.
Wow.
4 fully restored railroad depots.
Cool.
So it's incredibly accessible.
Okay, so I've got accessibility.
Yeah.
Smooth riding.
Smooth riding.
What about the views?
The views.
Yeah. What makes it visually stunning?
Imagine this.
Okay.
You're biking.
Yeah.
Alongside the Missouri River.
Wow.
Water sparkling in the sunlight.
Oh, yeah.
Towering bluffs on one side. Lush forests and rolling fields on the other.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and you pass through these charming towns.
Oh, I
bet. Each with their own story.
Yeah.
Their own unique story.
It sounds like a photographer's dream.
It really is.
I can already picture it.
Yeah.
All those river views.
Yeah.
Those quaint towns.
So many good photo ops.
Speaking of towns.
Yes.
Which ones stand out?
Oh, there are so many.
I bet.
But a few that caught my eye.
Okay.
In the research.
Okay.
First up is Rocheport.
Rocheport.
Yeah. You'll want to check out the Meriwether Cafe and Bike Shop.
Right.
It's a haven for cyclists.
Gotcha.
They have delicious food, bike rentals, and they even have a shuttle service.
Oh, wow.
And get this.
Why?
Rocheport has the trail's only tunnel.
A tunnel?
Carved right through solid rock.
That's awesome.
I know.
What other towns should we add to the list?
A little further down the trail, you'll find Boonville.
Boonville.
A town steeped in history.
Okay.
Imagine staying at the historic Hotel Frederick.
Okay.
Maybe trying your luck at the Isle of Capri Casino.
Okay.
And soaking up the atmosphere at the restored Trailside Depot.
Cool.
Which is filled with Katy Trail memorabilia.
Wow. Boonville sounds great.
It's a great little town.
Yeah. A blend of history and entertainment.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Are there any other historical sites?
Yes.
Or landmarks?
Absolutely. So for those that are intrigued by the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Okay.
The segment between Cooper County and St. Charles County.
Okay.
Is officially recognized.
Okay.
As part of the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail.
Wow.
Yeah, you're riding through a landscape.
Yeah.
That witnessed pivotal moments in American history.
That's incredible.
I know.
To think you can e-bike.
I know.
Through such historically significant area.
It's amazing.
Okay, let's talk about the e-bikes themselves.
Okay.
We know they're allowed.
Yes.
But any specific rules or regulations?
Good question. So the Katy Trail welcomes e-bikes, specifically class one.
Okay.
Which are pedal assist.
Yeah.
With a max speed of 20 miles per hour.
Okay.
It's important to note.
Okay.
That like motorized vehicles like ATVs.
Gotcha.
And ORVs.
Yeah.
Are strictly prohibited.
Makes sense.
This helps to keep the trail peaceful.
Yeah.
And enjoyable for all.
Exactly. We want everyone to experience the beauty.
Exactly.
And serenity.
Yes.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
What is it like to e-bike on the Katy Trail?
Yeah. What's it actually like?
Yeah. What do other riders say?
Well, our sources are brimming
with
first-hand accounts
for
e-bikers of all levels.
Yeah.
And they paint such a vibrant picture
Ooh.
Of what it's like.
I love a good first-hand account.
Me too.
So what kind of stories are we talking about here?
So one thing that pops up repeatedly is
the sense of freedom.
Okay.
Adventure.
Okay.
That e-biking on the Katy Trail provides.
Okay.
Many describe feeling like they're escaping the hustle and bustle of daily life.
Yeah.
Immersing themselves in nature.
Yeah.
And connecting with history.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I can definitely see the appeal.
Yeah.
It sounds like the perfect antidote
to
all that stress.
Yes.
What about the practical side of things?
Yeah, the practical side.
Do they mention things like trail conditions?
Yeah.
Amenities, mm-hmm. parking? Mm-hmm.
You bet. So one of the things that impressed E.
Okay.
was how well maintained it is.
Okay.
Cyclists consistently praise the smooth surface.
Okay.
The clear signage.
Yeah.
And just the abundance of information.
Yeah.
At trailheads.
It's good.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about, you know, rough terrain,
right.
getting lost.
Nobody wants that on their e-bike adventure.
No.
What about amenities?
Amenities, places to rest.
Yeah.
Refuel.
Mm-hmm.
Recharge.
You're in luck.
Okay.
So the Katy Trail is dotted with restrooms.
Okay.
Water fountains.
Yeah.
Bike repair stations.
Oh, cool.
At strategic locations.
I like it.
And a lot of the towns have cafes, restaurants, and shops.
Perfect.
That cater to cyclists.
So we can grab a bite to eat, freshen up, make sure those e-bikes are ready to go.
Absolutely. What about parking?
Parking is a good question.
Especially for doing a multi-day trip.
Especially multi-day. So our sources recommend contacting the Katy Trail State Park Office.
Okay.
For information on parking options.
Makes sense.
Especially for overnight stays.
Okay.
They can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
To the best trailheads for parking.
Yeah.
And let you know about any guidelines.
That's a great tip.
It's always better to be prepared.
Yeah. Better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we talked about some towns already.
Are there any other points of interest?
Oh, so many.
Okay.
But let's focus on a few that really capture the essence of the trail.
All right.
So first up is the Katy Trail State Park.
Cool.
A 47.5 mile.
Two trails in one.
It connects to the main trail in Windsor.
Okay.
And it runs to Pleasant Hill.
Gotcha.
It's known for its scenery, its diverse wildlife, and peaceful atmosphere.
That's fantastic. A bonus adventure.
It really is.
Okay, what else?
Well, for those who appreciate a little urban exploration, the Katy Trail Spur in Jefferson City is a must-do.
Okay.
Imagine pedaling across the Missouri River pedestrian bike bridge.
Okay.
Taking in panoramic views of the city.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then arriving right in the heart of Missouri State Capitol.
Best of both worlds.
The best of both worlds.
Any other hidden gems?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
One cyclist raves about the town of Hartsburg. Boasting the historic Globe Hotel B&B, the picturesque Thornhill Winery.
Nice.
And the Salamander Grill.
Okay.
Renowned for its craft beer selection.
Now, that's a perfect blend.
It is.
History.
Yep.
Relaxation.
Yeah.
Delicious food and drinks.
All in place.
Speaking of options, I remember reading about combining e-biking with Amtrak travel.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the research?
Yes. It's a fascinating option for those looking to experience different sections.
Makes sense.
Without having to bike the entire distance.
Yeah.
You can ride to an Amtrak station along the trail.
Oh, cool.
Hop on the train with your e-bike.
Yeah.
And either return to your starting point.
Makes sense.
Or explore a different segment.
That's brilliant.
It is.
It opens up so many possibilities.
So many possibilities.
Choose your own adventure.
Exactly.
Let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about what the sources recommend.
Okay.
For making the most of your trip.
Yeah. How do you make the most of it?
Any tips or insights?
Yeah, they offer some great tips and insights that can really help ensure a safe, enjoyable, and unforgettable experience.
I'm all yours.
Okay, so first and foremost, they emphasize planning and preparation.
Of course.
This includes researching different sections of the trail.
Yeah.
Choosing a route that suits your fitness level and interests.
Makes sense.
And booking accommodations. In advance.
Especially
if you're traveling during peak season.
Yeah, a little planning goes a long way.
A long way.
Yeah.
What other tips?
Packing appropriately.
Okay.
So that means comfortable clothing, suitable footwear, layers, and essential gear.
Yep.
Helmet.
Gotcha.
Sunscreen, a first aid kit.
Of course.
The essentials.
What about e-bike specific gear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
E-bike specific gear.
Yeah, anything special we need.
So they recommend bringing a spare tire tube, a patch kit, a pump,
Okay.
Just in case you get a flat.
Makes sense.
And don't forget your charger.
Of course. Don't want to be stuck with a dead battery.
No, no, no.
What other insights did you glean?
So many riders emphasize staying hydrated.
Okay.
And fueled.
Yeah.
Especially on longer rides. Mm. Pack plenty of water.
Okay.
Snacks.
Yeah.
Maybe even a picnic lunch.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You stop along the way.
A little scenic picnic.
Taking the views.
I like it.
Yeah.
What about the social aspect?
The social aspect.
Oh, yeah.
Are there opportunities to meet fellow riders?
Yes.
Or locals?
So many riders describe encountering locals in the towns along the trail.
Yeah.
Sharing stories with fellow e-bikers.
Yeah.
Even forming impromptu riding groups.
That's awesome.
It seems like the Katy Trail fosters this
yeah.
sense of community
yeah.
and camaraderie.
I love that.
It's a good feeling.
Meeting like-minded people.
Absolutely.
Sharing a unique experience.
Yes. And speaking of unique experiences,
okay.
our sources highlight some additional tips that can really enhance your adventure.
All right.
So they suggest taking the time to explore
okay.
the towns,
yeah.
sample the cuisine,
mm-hmm.
learn about the history and the culture.
That's a fantastic suggestion.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get caught up in the e-biking.
I know.
Sometimes you forget to slow down.
Yeah.
And appreciate what's around you.
Absolutely.
Any other hidden gems they revealed?
One cyclist recommends checking out the Katy Trail Wine Trail.
A wine trail.
A collection of wineries.
Oh, wow.
Located near the trail.
Okay.
So you can sample local wines.
Yeah.
And enjoy the scenery.
Okay.
And for those that appreciate history,
okay.
several sources suggest
yeah.
visiting the Arrow Rock State Historic Site.
Okay.
A beautifully preserved 19th century town.
Wow.
Just a short detour.
Wow. That sounds fantastic.
It is.
Wine tasting. A step back in time.
The best of both worlds.
That's not to love.
Exactly.
So let's shift our focus to what makes it so special.
Not just for e-bikers.
Yeah.
But for everyone.
What makes it special for everyone?
What sets it apart?
One thing that stands out is the accessibility.
Okay.
So it's designed to be enjoyed by all ages.
Got
it. All abilities. Oh. The gentle grades.
Yeah.
The smooth surface.
Yeah.
The frequent rest stops.
Makes sense.
Make it very welcoming.
Yeah.
For families, seniors.
Yeah.
Those that may not be.
Yeah.
Seasoned cyclists.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's inclusive.
Very inclusive.
And yeah. welcoming.
Yeah.
What else contributes to its unique appeal?
Well, it's this blend
yeah.
of natural beauty,
right.
historical significance,
mm-hmm.
small town charm.
Oh, that's nice.
You e-bike through lush forests. You're alongside the Missouri River.
Yeah.
Past charming towns.
Yeah.
It really is a journey that engages all your senses.
It sounds like a perfect recipe for an adventure.
It is. And speaking of adventure.
Okay.
The Katy Trail offers a sense of discovery, exploration.
I like it.
That you don't find everywhere.
Yeah.
With its numerous side trails, its connecting paths and nearby attractions.
Yeah.
You can really customize your experience.
I love that.
It's great.
Freedom to explore.
Yeah.
At your own pace.
Yeah.
Venture off the beaten path.
Mm-hmm.
Discover those hidden gems.
Those hidden gems.
And it sounds like this trail is perfect for that.
Absolutely. But before we wrap up our exploration,
yeah.
I want to touch on one more aspect
okay.
that I found really inspiring.
I'm intrigued. What else did you uncover?
It's the sense of community
okay.
and shared passion
yeah.
that surrounds it.
Yeah.
From the volunteers
okay.
that maintain the trail
yeah.
to the local businesses
yeah.
to the fellow e-bikers.
Yeah.
There's this sense of pride,
yeah.
appreciation.
I love that.
It is.
It's a reminder that we're all connected
yeah.
by our love for the outdoors.
Absolutely.
And preserving these places. And protecting these treasures.
Yeah.
So it's important to remember that yeah. it's a shared resource.
It is.
And it's our responsibility.
Yeah.
To treat it with respect.
Of course.
Follow trail etiquette.
Yes.
Be mindful of other users.
Yeah.
And leave no trace.
Leave no trace.
Exactly.
We want to make sure that future generations can enjoy it.
Absolutely. And speaking of future generations.
Yeah.
It's exciting to think about the legacy.
Yeah.
To leave behind.
Yeah.
It's a testament to the visionaries
yeah.
who transformed it.
Yeah.
From this abandoned railway line
yeah.
into this thriving
yeah.
recreational corridor.
It is.
And it's an inspiration for
yeah.
other communities.
Well said. It's a shining example.
It is.
How we can repurpose infrastructure.
Yep.
Connect communities.
Uh-huh.
Create lasting benefits.
Oh, sure.
For everyone.
Absolutely. And speaking of lasting benefits,
okay.
let's shift
yeah.
to what the Katy Trail experience can offer. Okay, you, our listener.
All right. I'm ready for those final takeaways.
All right.
What insights can we offer?
So as we wrap up our deep dive
into
the Katy Trail, let's bring it back to you.
Yep.
You've heard about the scenery,
the
charming towns, the historical significance.
It's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's important for listeners to consider what resonates most with them.
Exactly.
What is your ideal e-bike adventure?
Are you picturing yourself cruising along the Missouri River?
Yes.
Those bluffs overhead.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're drawn to those cozy cafes.
Yeah.
A chance to explore historic towns.
Absolutely.
And don't forget the practical side of things.
Yes, the practical side.
Multi-day trek.
Yeah.
Or a shorter trip.
Yep.
Remember, we talked about Amtrak.
Amtrak.
Opens up a world of possibilities.
It does.
When it comes to the route.
For sure.
237 miles suddenly feels daunting.
Yeah.
When you can hop on a train.
Exactly.
And experience different sections.
It's a great option.
Without backtracking.
This deep dive has given you a taste of what the Katy Trail offers.
Yeah.
But it's just the starting point.
Of course.
We've highlighted key towns, tips, and resources that'll help you dig deeper.
Speaking of digging deeper, I remember all those delicious food stops.
Oh, yeah, the food.
That were mentioned.
So good.
I'm picturing myself enjoying a meal at the Meriwether Cafe.
Yes.
After a long day of e-biking.
That's the beauty of it. It's not just about the miles.
Right.
It's about those moments of joy and discovery along the way.
Maybe you'll stumble upon
a
hidden antique shop.
Yeah.
Strike up a conversation with a local.
Uh-huh.
Witness a breathtaking sunset.
It's all about those moments.
Okay, I'm convinced.
Good.
Glad. Before we send our listener off.
Yes.
On their own adventure.
Yes.
What final piece of advice?
Think about this.
Okay.
What will your Katy Trail story be?
I love that.
What unique experiences you seek out?
What memories will you bring back?
The trail is a canvas.
Yeah.
You're the artist.
I love that.
Use the information we've uncovered.
Yeah.
Tap into your interests.
Mm.
Create an adventure that's uniquely yours.
So get out there.
Yes.
Explore.
Yeah.
Discover.
Mm-hmm.
And let the Katy Trail inspire you.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
What?
Maybe we'll feature your story.
Oh, that would be awesome.
In a future deep dive.
I would love that.
Until then.
Yeah.
Happy trails.
Happy trails. And
happy e-biking.
Happy e-biking. Well, our sources are brimming with firsthand accounts.
Okay.
From e-bikers of all levels.
Yeah.
And they really paint a vibrant picture.
Ooh, I love those.
Of what it's like.
What kind of stories are we talking about?
So one thing that pops up repeatedly is the sense of freedom and adventure that e-biking on the Katy Trail provides.
Makes sense.
Like many describe feeling like they're escaping the hustle and bustle of daily life.
Yeah.
You know, immersing themselves in nature, connecting with history.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I can see the appeal in that.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
What about the practical aspects of e-biking the trail?
The practical aspects?
Yeah. Did the sources mention things like trail conditions,
yes,
amenities, parking options?
Oh yeah, you bet.
So,
one of the things that impressed me was how well maintained the trail is.
Okay.
Cyclists consistently praise the smooth surface.
Okay.
The clear signage.
Good.
And the abundance of information at the trailheads.
Nobody wants to worry about rough terrain or getting lost.
Not on their e-bike adventure.
What about amenities?
Amenities.
Other places to rest?
Oh, yeah.
Refuel?
Mm-hmm.
Most importantly, recharge those batteries.
You're in luck. The Katy Trail is dotted with restrooms.
Okay.
Water fountains.
Yeah.
And even bike repair stations.
Oh, cool.
At strategic locations.
I like that.
And many of the towns along the trail have cafes, restaurants, and shops that cater to cyclists.
Perfect.
So you can grab a bite.
Freshen up.
Yeah, make sure those e-bikes are ready for the next leg of the journey.
What about parking?
Parking, good question.
Is it easy to find parking at the trailheads?
Especially if you're planning a multi-day trip.
Especially multi-day.
Our sources recommend contacting the Katy Trail State Park office for information on parking options.
Makes sense.
Especially for overnight stays.
Right.
They can point you to the best trailheads for parking.
Okay.
And provide any like specific guidelines or regulations.
That's a great tip.
It's always better to be safe than sorry.
Especially when it comes to parking.
Exactly.
Now, I know we touched on some towns earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other specific points of interest?
Oh, there are so many. But let's focus on a few that really capture the essence of this trail.
Right.
First up is the Katy Trail State Park.
Okay.
A 47.5-mile gem.
Two trails in one.
That connects to the main trail in Windsor.
Okay.
And it runs to Pleasant Hill.
Gotcha.
It's known for its stunning scenery, diverse wildlife, and peaceful atmosphere.
That's fantastic. It's like...
it's like a bonus adventure.
On top of a...
on top of an already amazing e-biking experience.
What other points of interest caught your eye?
Well, for those who appreciate a bit of urban exploration...
right.
The Katy Trail Spur in Jefferson City...
okay.
...is a must-do.
Okay.
Imagine pedaling across the Missouri River Pedestrian Bike Bridge...
okay.
Taking in those panoramic views of the city.
Oh, wow.
And arriving right in the heart of Missouri's state capital.
Best of both worlds.
It's like getting the best of both worlds.
Are there any other hidden gems along the Katy Trail that our sources reveal?
Absolutely.
Oh.
One cyclist raves about the charming town of Hartsburg, boasting the historic Globe Hotel B&B,
yep.
The picturesque Thornhill Winery,
nice.
And the Salamander Grill,
okay.
Renowned for its impressive craft beer selection.
It's a perfect blend.
It is. It's a perfect blend of like history, relaxation,
yeah. Yeah.
Delicious food and drinks.
Hartsburg sounds like a delightful stop.
Yeah, it does.
It's great that there are so many options for lodging, food, and entertainment along the trail.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of options, I remember reading about the possibility of combining e-biking with Amtrak travel.
Yes.
Is that something you explored in the research?
I did. It's a fascinating option.
Okay.
For those looking to experience different sections of the trail.
Makes sense.
Without having to bike the entire distance.
Yeah.
You can actually ride to an Amtrak station along the trail.
Oh, cool.
Hop on the train with your e-bike.
Yeah.
And either return to your starting point or explore a different segment.
That's brilliant.
It opens up so many possibilities for customizing your Katy Trail e-birking adventure.
It's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
Exactly. It's a choose-your-own-adventure.
For e-bike enthusiasts.
Speaking of choosing your adventure,
okay.
Let's shift gears a bit
okay.
And talk about what our sources recommend for making the most of your Katy Trail e-bike trip.
Okay. I'm all ears.
They offer some fantastic tips and insights that can help ensure a safe, enjoyable, and unforgettable experience.
What kind of wisdom do these experienced e-bikers have to share?
First and foremost, they emphasize the importance of planning and preparation.
Okay, that makes sense.
This includes researching the different sections of the trail.
Yeah.
Choosing a route that suits your fitness level and interests.
Well,
and booking accommodations in advance, especially if you're traveling during peak season.
Makes sense. A little planning goes a long way.
It really does.
What other tips do the sources offer?
Well, they also stress the importance of packing appropriately.
Okay.
This includes comfortable clothing.
Okay.
And footwear suitable for e-biking.
Of course.
Layers for changing weather conditions.
Makes sense.
And essential gear such as a helmet,
yep.
Sunscreen, and a first aid kit.
Of course, safety and comfort are paramount.
Safety first.
What about e-bike-specific gear?
Oh, yeah. E-bike-specific gear.
Anything we should keep in mind there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They recommend bringing a spare tire tube.
Okay.
A patch kit.
Okay.
And a pump, just in case you encounter any flat tire situations.
Of course.
And of course, don't forget your e-bike charger.
Right. A dead battery in the middle of nowhere is definitely not on the agenda.
Absolutely not.
What other insights did you glean from those firsthand accounts?
Many riders emphasize the importance of staying hydrated and fueled,
uh-huh.
Especially on longer rides.
Mm-hmm.
They recommend packing plenty of water,
okay.
Snacks,
yeah.
And perhaps even a picnic lunch to enjoy along the way.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a nice way to just stop and take it all in.
A scenic picnic stop.
Mm-hmm. Recharge both our bodies and our e-bike batteries.
What about the social aspect of e-biking the Katy Trail?
Oh, the social aspect.
Yeah. Do the sources mention any opportunities for meeting fellow riders?
Yes.
Or interacting with locals?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Many riders describe encountering friendly locals in the towns along the trail, sharing stories with fellow e-bikers at rest stops.
Yeah.
And even forming impromptu riding groups.
That's awesome.
The Katy Trail seems to foster a sense of community and camaraderie.
I love that.
Among those who share a passion for e-biking and exploring the outdoors.
It's always great to connect with like-minded people.
It is.
Especially when you're sharing a unique experience like e-biking the Katy Trail.
Absolutely. It makes the experience even more special.
Speaking of unique experiences.
Yes.
Our sources highlight some additional tips
okay.
that can truly enhance your Katy Trail adventure.
Okay.
They suggest taking the time to explore the charming towns along the trail,
mm-hmm.
sampling the local cuisine,
yes.
and learning about the region's rich history and culture.
It's a great way to really immerse yourself in the experience.
It's so easy to get caught up in the excitement of e-biking.
I know.
That we sometimes forget to slow down and appreciate the surroundings.
Right. Take it all in.
What other hidden gems did the sources reveal?
Well, one cyclist recommends checking out the Katy Trail Wine Trail.
A wine trail.
A collection of wineries.
Oh, wow.
Located near the trail.
Okay.
Offering a chance to sample local wines.
Yeah.
And enjoy the scenic beauty of the Missouri countryside.
I like that.
And for those who appreciate a touch of history.
Okay.
Several sources suggest visiting the Arrow Rock State Historic Site.
Okay.
A beautifully preserved 19th century town.
Wow.
Located just a short detour from the Katy Trail.
Wow, those sound like fantastic additions to any Katy Trail itinerary.
Yeah, they do.
Wine tasting and a step back in time.
What's not to love?
So let's shift our focus to what makes this trail so special.
Okay.
Not just for e-bikers,
mm-hmm.
but for everyone.
Yeah, for everyone who has the opportunity to experience its magic.
What is it about the Katy Trail that sets it apart from other trails?
One thing that stands out is its accessibility.
Okay.
The Katy Trail is designed to be enjoyed by people of all ages and abilities.
Okay, that's
the gentle grades,
yeah.
smooth surface, and frequent rest stops make it a welcoming environment
yeah.
for families, seniors,
okay.
and those who may not be seasoned cyclists.
That's fantastic. It's great that the trail's designed to be inclusive.
Yeah, very inclusive.
And welcoming to a wide range of visitors.
Exactly.
What other factors contribute to the Katy Trail's unique appeal?
Well, it's this remarkable blend of natural beauty,
okay.
historical significance,
mm-hmm.
and small town charm.
I like that.
You can e-bike through lush forests,
yeah.
alongside the majestic Missouri River,
yeah.
and past charming towns that offer a glimpse into the region's rich past.
Yeah.
It's a journey that engages all of your senses mm-hmm. and leaves you with lasting memories.
Sounds like the perfect recipe for an unforgettable outdoor adventure.
It really is.
And speaking of adventure,
yes.
the Katy Trail offers a sense of discovery
mm-hmm.
and exploration
yeah.
that's hard to find elsewhere.
It's true.
With its numerous side trails,
yes.
connecting paths and nearby attractions.
You can really customize your experience.
That's what I love about e-biking.
Me too.
The freedom to explore at your own pace,
mm-hmm.
to venture off the beaten path.
Yeah.
And to discover hidden gems that you might otherwise miss.
You hit the nail on the head.
And it sounds like the Katy Trail offers the perfect canvas for such adventures.
It does. It really does.
But before we wrap up our exploration of the Katy Trail,
okay.
I want to touch on one more aspect that I found particularly inspiring in the research.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
What else did you uncover that makes this trail so special?
Well, it's the sense of community and shared passion that surrounds the Katy Trail.
Okay.
From the volunteers who maintain the trail.
Yeah.
To the local businesses that cater to cyclists,
mm-hmm.
to the fellow e-bikers you meet along the way, there's this palpable sense of pride and appreciation for this incredible resource.
I love that.
It's a reminder that we're all connected by our love for the outdoors
yeah.
and our desire to preserve these special places for generations to come.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
It is. It's really heartwarming.
And it speaks to the power of shared experiences.
Absolutely.
And the importance of protecting these natural treasures.
Precisely. And speaking of protecting these treasures.
Okay.
It's important to remember that the Katy Trail is a shared resource.
It is.
And it's our responsibility to treat it with respect.
Of course.
This means following trail etiquette.
Yes.
Being mindful of other users.
Yeah.
And leaving no trace of our presence.
Leave no trace.
We want to ensure that future generations
yes.
can enjoy the Katy Trail's beauty and splendor just as much as we do.
Absolutely.
Speaking of future generations.
Yeah.
It's exciting to think about the legacy
yeah.
that the Katy Trail will leave behind.
Yeah. It's a testament to the visionaries.
It really is.
Who saw the potential in transforming an abandoned railway line
yes.
into a thriving recreational corridor.
It's inspiring.
And it's an inspiration for other communities to explore similar possibilities.
It really is. It sets a great example.
Well said. The Katy Trail is a shining example of how we can repurpose infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Connect communities.
Mm-hmm.
And create lasting benefits.
Yeah.
For both people and the environment.
For sure.
Speaking of lasting benefits.
Yes.
Let's shift our focus to what the Katy Trail experience can offer.
Okay.
You, our listener,
yes,
was now eager to embark on an e-biking adventure of their own.
I bet they are.
Okay, I'm ready to hear those final takeaways.
All right, let's hear it.
What insights can we offer to inspire and guide our listeners as they plan their own KD Trail journeys?
Well, let's start by thinking about what resonates most with you, the listener.
Okay.
What is your ideal e-bike adventure?
Are you picturing yourself cruising along the Missouri River?
Yeah.
With those bluffs overhead?
Yeah. With the wind in your hair.
Or maybe you're more drawn to the cozy cafes.
Yeah.
The chance to explore historic towns.
Right.
And don't forget the practical side.
Yeah, the practical stuff.
Do you want a multi-day trek?
Yeah, multi-day.
Or a shorter, more focused trip?
Yeah.
Remember, we talked about Amtrak.
Amtrak.
It opens up a world of possibilities for customizing your route.
So many possibilities.
237 miles suddenly feels a lot less daunting.
Right.
When you can just hop on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Experience different sections without backtracking.
It's a great option.
This deep dive has given you a taste.
It has.
Of what the KD Trail offers.
Yeah.
But it's really just a starting point.
Absolutely. A jumping off point.
We've highlighted key towns.
Mm-hmm.
We've given you tips.
We have.
From other riders.
Yes.
And those resources that will help you dig deeper.
All the info you need to plan your own adventure.
Speaking of digging deeper. I'm remembering all those delicious food stops.
Oh, yeah.
That were mentioned in our sources.
All the yummy food.
I'm picturing myself enjoying a nice big meal at the Meriwether Cafe after a long day of e-biking.
Ah, yeah. Fuel up.
That's the beauty of the KD Trail. It's not just about the miles.
No.
It's about those moments of joy and discovery.
Absolutely.
Finding those little hidden gems.
Yeah, maybe you'll stumble upon like a hidden antique shop.
Yeah.
Or strike up a conversation with a friendly local, witness a breathtaking sunset over the river.
It's all about those little moments.
Oh, okay, I'm convinced.
Good.
But before we send our listener off on their own KD Trail adventure,
yeah,
what final piece of advice or inspiration can we offer?
You know, as you plan your trip,
okay,
think about this.
Mm-hmm.
What will your KD Trail story be?
I love that.
Yeah.
What unique experiences will you seek out?
What memories will you bring back from those 237 miles?
Because the trail is a canvas.
Yes.
And you're the artist.
Use the information we've uncovered.
Yeah.
Tap into your own interests.
Yeah.
Create an adventure that's uniquely yours.
So to our listener, we say,
yes,
get out there.
Yeah.
Explore.
Explore.
Discover.
Yeah.
And let the KD Trail inspire you.
Absolutely.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll feature your story.
Ah, love that.
In a future deep dive.
That would be so cool.
Until then.
Yeah.
Happy trails.
Happy trails.
And happy e-biking.
And happy e-biking.